Oh, man.
Oh, Eddie, you need to shut your big yapper. I'm going to smack you so
hard. I have driven Joey crazy all day.
That paddle over there is real, and you're going to deserve it.
I've seen the wrath.
Anyway.
Do you kid need some adult supervision?
No, he needs a good smacking.
Please, April Marie. I need help.
What is happening?
I need help.
Hey, Eddie Bader, I'm going to need you to text message me.
Yes, ma'am. I'll do it right after the show.
If you text her, I'm going to smack you.
Wow!
Y'all stay tuned. April Marie Fogel is next.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. employers posted a record number of available jobs in March. Job openings rose to 8.1 million, the most on record dating back to December 2000. It looks like fewer Americans are reluctant to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The survey by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds just 11% of people who remain unvaccinated say they will get the shot, while 34% say they definitely won't. A confrontation between Israel and Hamas, sparked by weeks of tensions in Jerusalem, is escalating. Israel unleashed new airstrikes on Gaza, killing a number of militants and civilians. Meanwhile, militants barraged southern Israel with hundreds of rockets, killing two Israelis. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 522 points. The Nasdaq off 53. This is SRN News.
Have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1335. REC NMLS number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got this disturbed weather pattern, which continues for a few more days as a series of disturbances brush by the area. For today and tonight, the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms. A couple could be on the strong side. High today around 82, low tonight down to 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely a little cooler. High 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday. Upper 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say seven people were shot overnight. Police responded after seven people showed up to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They say the shooting happened in the 3800 block of South Court Street. Police tell us four women, two men, and one juvenile male were shot. Prattville police are investigating a homicide Monday night on Presley Street. According to Police Chief Mark Thompson, one person is dead and another is in custody. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama is joining the state's ending pandemic-related unemployment boosts, including an additional $300 federal benefit. She says the increased unemployment assistance, intended to bring emergency relief during the pandemic, is now contributing to a labor shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Views by You, you can choose from 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Views Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Views.com. Views, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted dates 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, friends. You're getting used to me, aren't you? If you are just tuning in for the first time in a couple weeks, you have April Marie Fogel here, your favorite substitute teacher, filling in for Dan Morris today and every day throughout his recovery. He is home from Birmingham where he had his procedure done, and he is on the mend. We'll give you updates as they come. Today, well, a couple things. One is we have in studio to tell us more about the annual River Bend Brewfest, a guest. Can you say hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, we have Ken Reynolds here.
Ken Reynolds, that's it. So Ken Reynolds is in, and we will be giving away, well, I say we will be giving away, I will be giving away 2 tickets a little later in this show to a random caller. There are some strings attached. I'm going to give away tickets today. I believe Joey and I are both going to be giving them away for a few days, but I will announce that a little later on. Hey, Ken, tell us a little bit about the event.
Well, we're excited to have this event coming back this year. This will be our 8th annual Riverbend Brewfest Blues and Brews Festival. So we're really excited. We're going to have the event this Friday evening under the train shed in downtown Montgomery starting at 6 o'clock. We've got a terrific lineup of brews for folks to sample. We've got great food vendors. We've got incredible music by the band King Bee.
Awesome. And so it is tickets. If you don't win them here, you can purchase them for $25.
$25. We started the event 8 years ago, or actually 9 years now, after our hiatus last year. We started with an original ticket price of $25, and we are still at $25 a ticket. That includes your admission into the tasting, and that also includes your commemorative glass that you will pick up when you come in to actually sample the beers in.
And where can people purchase their tickets?
Tickets can be purchased online at the city's website, which is montgomeryal.gov. There is a link there on the front page of the city's website. Just click on that, and it'll take you right to the Brewfest, and then there will be a link for purchasing tickets online. They're also available in person at Dirk's Filet and Vine in Cloverdale on Cloverdale Road, and they can be purchased at the event on the day of the event. We will actually have them at the gate. However, I will say that tickets for this event are limited, so if you can pick up your tickets in advance, not only will it save you time in getting in and sampling the brews, it will also make it a lot easier for you to get in completely, because we may very well run out of tickets. We'd like to think we wouldn't, but we might.
So the name of the event is Blues and Brews, which leads me to believe there's going to be music.
There will be a fantastic band playing for us. It's the King Bee Band. They are one of the top blues bands in the Southeast, a great group of local musicians who just put on an absolutely fabulous show.
Awesome. What else is going on after Blues and Brews? Do you have any other events, big events coming up?
We do. We've got an antique and classic car show coming up on June the 12th under the train shed as well. We've also got a second Saturday Riverfront Festival coming up on June the 12th. And, of course, we're gearing up for the annual Independence Day celebration for the city, which will be on July the 2nd this year out at Blount Cultural Park.
Oh, that is a lot. And you can find more about those at the Montgomery on the website?
Absolutely. And one of the great things about the Brewfest is we want people to come out. There will be over 30 different breweries that will be represented. There will be over 100 beers to sample responsibly. And if you're actually wanting to bring someone with you as a designated driver, designated drivers get in absolutely free.
Oh, I love that. I was frequently the designated driver in college, and they'd Sharpie these big X's on my hands to make sure the designated drivers, I guess in college, they expected people to be not so trustworthy, but definitely be responsible in your drinking, folks, at this event. We're going to give you the information a little bit more throughout the show and throughout the week, and encourage everybody to get out there. As the city starts to reopen, we need to support our small businesses, see one another, just get out there. These outdoor events are the best.
Absolutely. Folks can actually come down if they want to get a motel room and spend the evening in downtown Montgomery. They can do the Brewfest. They can also frequent the restaurants we've got downtown. There are some great after-hours music venues downtown as well that can be enjoyed. And, you know, April Marie, we could not do all of these events without the great sponsors that we have that underwrite them for us. And this event is being underwritten by Allstate Beverage, by Dreamland Barbecue, and, of course, by all the great folks here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so excited about this. This sounds like an awesome thing. I love the idea of a staycation. This is the difference between me and some of the men on this radio show. As a mom, people will like laugh at the idea. I'm spending the night away. Well, where are you going? I'm going around the corner. But it's a night without the kids. So if you have been longing for a night without the kids, there's some great hotels downtown, and you could do a little staycation, just a one night away, have some blues, some brews, and a nice quiet hotel room.
Absolutely, and we have a terrific array of food vendors. We'll have everything from pizza to barbecue to hot dogs to wings, all of the favorite foods that go with brews.
You're talking my language now. I was so hungry after I got off air yesterday. I went and got a hot dog. I'm ridiculous, I tell you. Well, Ken Reynolds, we really appreciate you coming in, and we got to make this a regular thing. You got to keep us posted on what's going on within the city, and I love the opportunity to give away these tickets, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate all the support that we get from y'all, and it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you so much. Hey, guys, we have a lot more coming up this show. I have been watching all the news carefully. A lot going on with Hamas and Israel right now. Some unusual voices weighing in on that discussion. We've got a lot of oddness. I don't even know what to call it. Oddness in the cancel wars, the culture, cancel culture wars, and the wokeism. So we're going to get into that. Of course, the fight against Liz Cheney. Some more on that. You are listening to April Marie Fogle, filling in for Dan Morris today and every day. I'm going to continue to give you guys updates on the Blues and Brews Festival. And I hope a lot of you get to go this weekend. I will be right back after this short break.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Baby, your song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
The Dan Morris Show.
Well, good afternoon, friends. I love seeing events like this happening again. It reminds me that same people know we can go out in a post-COVID world. We frequently talk about those who are still heeding CDC guidance, as if Fauci can be trusted anymore, as if the CDC doesn't still have guidance that we know to be absolutely absurd. And none bother me as much as the masking kids on the playground or masking kids, period. But whew, that one does get to me every time I think about it. It's just wrong. So for those who missed it, Ken Reynolds was here to tell us about the 8th annual Riverbend Brewfest Blues and Brews Festival, which is this Friday, 6 to 9, the Union Station train shed. Tickets will be $25 a person and includes the commemorative glass. And I'll have two to give away today and some more tomorrow and some more on Friday. Woo, woo. So my morning started. Well, first off, hello. Welcome, Joey. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. So I had a little bit of a stressful morning.
Oh, nice.
For those who are listeners, you know, my son has really bad allergies. And so he's basically allergic to everything green. But among the things he's most allergic to is grass.
Ugh.
Run-of-the-mill, ordinary grass. And so he had gotten to where it's interfering in his life, interfering in his ability to just play outside and go to recess. And when he plays with his friends, he rubs his eyes and his eyes essentially swell shut. And so his daily, what we call the maintenance medicine, has gotten ridiculous, right? And I've tried the home stuff, you know, local honey and good baths and hyperallergenic everything, blah, blah, blah. So at any rate, we decided to start him on the allergy shots, which is basically trying to get his body not to attack him. And we've been doing this. This is going on week 5, I believe. And so they do 3 shots a visit. And so today was his first shot at the new level. So there's like multiple levels. Today is his first shot at the level in which he's most likely to have a reaction. And so we, you know, just went a little higher, they go a little higher each time. And so it's just a very unnerving thing to spend 20 minutes, because they don't let you leave for 20 minutes, to spend 20 minutes just watching your son or watching your child to make sure they're not having an anaphylactic allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. You know, can you swallow? Let me look at your arms. It's a whole situation. And I just, these are the things when you think about motherhood, you don't think of, you don't plan for it, right? And so so we're almost at that, what they call the maintenance level now, though, which means he'll get shots every other week as opposed to every week. And he'll, by the grace of God, be able to get off of some of the daily medications. But that's how my morning went. And it was tough because it's, you know, I have anxiety disorder. We all know this. I have an anxiety disorder. So I'm just sitting there waiting for a reaction. And thank God a reaction didn't come. But just in case, you know, they make you wait. So anyway, that was my morning. It was not as happy as yesterday morning, but we need to get through this so that we can get, I hate children doped up. I hate daily medications in general. Mm-hmm. As just an individual. I understand there are a lot of people who have to take daily medications. I take a couple daily medications now. But daily medications are awful, especially for children. And so, you know, he's a little guy, he's 4 years old. He's my little buddy. And so to allergy medicines particularly seem to slow people down. So now it's great seeing him. It's great. It's like a whole new child now from where we were 6 weeks ago when he was miserable and his eyes half closed. So anyway, I didn't mean to do 10 minutes on my child's allergies, but woof, it's tough. I tell ya. So have you been keeping up with the clash in Jerusalem?
Yes.
It's wild. It's wild. I just... So for those who haven't been keeping up, it's been escalating quite a bit over the last, looks like maybe 2 weeks, for 2 or 3 weeks now. And so Ilhan Omar got blasted by Ted Cruz for say, and he asked outright, why is a member of Congress acting as the press secretary for Hamas? Ted Cruz ripped her on Monday, that was yesterday, after she accused Israel of committing terrorist acts while defending itself against Hamas. Israel hit dozens of terror targets in the Gaza Strip Monday night and Tuesday in response to hundreds of rocket attacks from Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces hit over 130 military installations, including weapons manufacturing sites and intelligence. Omar said that Israel's retaliatory strikes and defensive strikes were an act of terrorism. Israel airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism. Palestinians deserve protection. Unlike Israel, missile defense programs such as the Iron Dome don't exist to protect Palestinian citizens. I guess I shouldn't expect any more, but I do for members of the U.S. Congress. Don't pick the side of the people terrorizing and call them terrorists, no less. She later doubled down, saying, many will tell you Israel has a right to defend itself, but are silent on whether Palestinians have those rights too. They went after hard targets that were attacking their people. And it's such a it's one of those issues where it's not even political, because today Andrew Yang weighed in. Did you see this?
Yeah, he's running for mayor of New York, and so he had something to say about the conflict there in Israel.
So Democrat Andrew Yang weighed in on the issue, tweeting his support for Israel last night. His comments got support from Republicans like Ted Cruz, Meghan McCain, Stephen Miller. He wrote, I am standing with the people of Israel who are coming under bombardment attacks and condemn the Hamas terrorist. The people of New York City will always stand with our brothers and sisters in Israel who face down terrorism and persevere. What a thoughtful message. Not very controversial, right? We stand with the people of Israel against terrorism. Comedian David Cross tweeted, nope, in response. Actually, a lot of people show their true colors. Whistleblower Chelsea Manning tweeted, yikes. Why is this person still getting any print whatsoever? Can we please? We're going to get in canceling later. But if somebody needs to be canceled, can it please be this person, this individual, Chelsea Manning, for the love? Yang's tweet earned him support from many Republicans, including Ted Cruz, who said, "Bravo." Yang gang, Meghan McCain tweeted. It just boggles my mind, the amount of people who don't think that Israel has the right to defend its people. And I always get annoyed at people who say, well, there needs to be more compromise. It's really hard to compromise with somebody who wants you wiped off the face of the earth and wants to take over. There's not a lot of compromise there. Kills me. Kills me, I tell you. Let's see. Okay, also killing me is, so we've mentioned earlier this week and last week, the Liz Cheney sagas, which will not go away. Not nearly as important, by the way, as what's happening over there, but still important. Republican Joni Ernst has weighed in, accusing the party, the Republican Party, of cancel culture over Liz Cheney. This is one of those situations where I wish people would understand what the cancel culture actually is and what it is not. So I take that back. This is not about canceling her. This is about saying, if you are openly going out and painting a large number of your caucus and block in bad light by repeatedly dwelling on what you disagree with them on versus what you agree with them on, they have the right to not want you in leadership. And I feel like there are a lot of people, myself included, who say differing views, a bigger umbrella, is good for us. But enough is enough. She's putting everybody, making everybody have to defend themselves and defend Trump repeatedly. She's repeatedly giving the liberal media something to talk about. And that's not being a team player. You can be a team player and have different ideas than others on your team. But that's not what she's doing. And so she's not being canceled for her differing views. She's being canceled because she, and I say being canceled in that they don't want a leader who is throwing them under the bus. And that's their right. If they vote her out, they vote her out. All right, we got Red Top on the line. Hey, Red Top.
Good afternoon, April Marie and Joey.
Hello.
Quote, Holy Land. This has got to be the most godless place on.
Red Top, you're breaking up. You got somebody calling you or something?
Red Top, I can't hear you.
Am I back to you yet?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, sorry. The Holy Land is the most godless place on the planet. Nobody practices any religion that they believe in the Holy Land. There's more hate in the Holy Land than anywhere.
I'm going to stop you there, Red Top. That's not true.
How is it not true?
I know people who have been there. I know people who live there. The Holy Land is still treated as holy, and that's what this is all about. There is a lot of hate there, especially coming towards the Jews and the Jewish people. But this is a whole. There is a reason that we support Israel and the capital of Israel being in Jerusalem, and there's a reason, and it is holy. I think it's you can't say it's not the Holy Land because there's fighting going on there.
April Marie, you're 40 years old. I'm 67. This has been a severe problem my whole life.
But that doesn't mean that it's not a holy place and that people don't worship there.
well, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff going on that ain't holy.
That I can agree with. I can agree with it's not holy to terrorize your neighbors, but I'm not gonna dismiss an entire land and an entire group of people.
Let's get something straight. When Iran after World War II, when the whole landscape changed and Iran was basically taken over by the British and the American, and the Shah of Iran was installed, correct?
Okay.
The Jews came in and pretty much occupied Iran and turned it into a more or less a Jewish segregated state. The Iranian people were pretty
Red
much Top, almost.
We gotta go. We gotta hit a break, and I'm not gonna have anything that resembles anti-Semitism on this show. So we will catch you later.
No. I'm not talking anti-Semitism. I'm talking about history here. And there's a lot of resentment going on in the Middle East that is never going to be resolved. There's just some people that can't resolve things, and I don't understand that because I don't have these ill wills towards anybody. I'm very lucky to be brought up Catholic and have true love and respect for all ethnicities and people, you know. So,
well, it's very hard to have love and respect for people who want to wipe you off the planet and constantly try to bomb your households.
But we have
to take that our mandatory 12:30 break. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. We've got two people on the line. It is a tough conversation to have in that, no, there's no clear and easy solution. I really feel like the Trump administration, which surprised me with what they were able to get done, got the ball moved down the field a little bit, but this is going to be an ongoing problem for a long time. And it's one that we really need to pay close attention to. And I don't know that enough people do. You are listening to April Marie Fogel filling in. When we come back after we get off this topic, I'm going to go to actual cancel culture and some of the stupidest things I'm seeing out of Hollywood. Stay tuned. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let me first say thank you so much for your prayers. That is very important to me, and it got me through my last cancer. But I'm not going to let a little radical surgery get in the way of my helping my audience. That's why I'm taking the time to remind you about my good friend John Williams and the great folks at Mortgage Corporation of the South. They have helped me and so many members of my audience save money by refinancing their home. Whether it's VA, FHA, or conventional loan, Mortgage Corporation of the South is your go-to new home or existing home refinancing. As I mentioned, Mortgage Corporation of the South handled my personal home and did an outstanding job and saved me oodles of money. So call John Williams and the gang at Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000, and let them help you. Good credit, not just good credit. Let Mortgage Corporation of the South put you on the right side of lending. 567-9000.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.
the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got this disturbed weather pattern, which continues for a few more days as a series of disturbances brush by the area. For today and tonight, the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms. A couple could be on the strong side. High today around 82, low tonight down to 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely a little cooler. High 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday. Upper 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Dan Morris Show. With your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogle here. I wanted to backtrack 2 seconds before I get to the other callers and say, Red Top, I was not accusing you of being an anti-Semitic, but I didn't know where you were going with that. It makes me nervous. And when you say that it's a hate-filled place, when you start your call that way, I'm a little worried. So you have to forgive me bumping up on a break like that. We didn't have the time for the history lesson, but I do love you. I love all my listeners. Debbie has been waiting patiently. How's it going, Debbie?
Hi, April Marie. I had a friend, or have a friend, I should say, that is Jewish, who has visited Israel many times, and she was describing it as an interesting place with a different denomination of church or synagogue or temple on every corner.
Yeah.
Every religion is there. It's not like, you know, you think Israel only Jewish. No. You have the Muslim, you have the Christian, you have the Jewish, you have everything in that country. So it is going to be a little bit, tense at times because each religion has a firm belief that theirs is the one. And it's, religion is one of those things that people can fight over. Let's face it, it happens all the time.
I have never been. It is on my list of places to go. I know many, many people who have been there. I have seen many, many pictures, and I've talked with many people there. My perception is that there is, that as you're saying, there's a lot of faith, and it's not a place where everyone is a terrorist. Not every person on each side is bad. And there is, of course, a storied history for every religion coming out of there. And so, I got defensive because I guess it's that optimism in me is I can't even imagine a world in which somebody thinks this is just a hate-filled, war-filled, terrible place, because I believe in faith. I have faith, and I know nobody chooses to live in an area where they feel unsafe, where they feel that their lives are in danger, or worse yet, their lives are in danger. And so I appreciate you calling and saying that. Yes, there are people of many faiths there.
I'm sorry. There's one thing I want to tell you, though. If you do go visit, I had a very good friend. He was head of Homeland Security for a while. And he went there when he was head of Homeland Security. And he said he was up on one of the hotels. As he's sitting there, everybody's got their little fruity drinks and what have you. Nobody's batting an eye while bombs are literally hitting the dome. And he's freaking out because he's military and he knows how close they are. They're shaking the building. And he's like, oh, my God. So they live with that all the time. One of the worst things I think was ever done under Bush was Condoleezza Rice made that deal where they gave up the Gaza Strip. And ever since they gave up that Gaza Strip, they have been bombed constantly by Hamas almost. It's just nonstop. So you will have to deal with that. Another thing he did not realize when he first went there, he took a taxi ride and he wanted to visit the holy sites. So he was, you know, doing a tourist thing before he actually checked in and let them know that he was there because he was a day early. And he told them all the places he went to, and they were livid because he was actually in Palestinian territory half the time he was out roaming with a taxi driver to these different sites. They're not all in Israel anymore.
Yeah.
So be careful.
That's the thing, is it is a at this point it is a dangerous place to go, and yes. I've known people who have gone, you know, as recently as before COVID hit. Members of Congress frequently take trips there to see, and a lot of the religious leaders around the country have take trips there, but yeah, it is not as necessarily a safe place, and that's why we can't. I don't want anybody to. That's why it's important that the Yang Gang type comments were, this is non-partisan. This is human rights. This is this is truly acknowledging what's happening and what people are living with on a day-to-day basis. And no, there is not an easy solution, but the solution is certainly not to say it's a hate-filled area, because I don't believe that. It's a faith-filled area.
Yeah. I just wish they had never given the Gaza Strip up, because that had been probably one of the worst things they've ever had, you know, had done as far as their country is concerned. And nobody wants to address it now. You know, Hamas sitting there with their little, you know, armory shooting at the Israelis all the time. Nobody wants to address that. And they want to blame Israel. But, you know, like Israel said to my friend, they said, we're a great place. We're just surrounded by bad neighbors, you know.
Well, when your neighbors want to kill you, it makes it kind of a place to live. Well, thank you so much for calling, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Clint, how's it going?
Good day.
Good day to you.
I can relate to your son's situation. I'm in the same boat as he is, so God bless his heart, and maybe he'll get through it.
Those allergies, you know, I've had constant allergies, but I get, you know, I sneeze and I had the little sneezing fits, but I've never been to the where he is now or where he was before he started the shots, which is, you know, he touches the grass with his hands and rubs his eyes and then they swell shut kind of thing. He physically turns red. His little body turns red. And so it's a problem. I did not realize it could be so bad.
It is a problem. I have chronic sinuses. My doctor told me, and there's only one solution. Because I've tried everything. Don't work. He said, you have to go to Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, or California. He said, nothing. As long as you stay in Alabama, you're going to have to suffer through this. So,
well, that essentially, the doctor, thankfully, that we went to said, the problem will be he will have to suffer through this his whole life if you don't do what I'm doing now, which is the where they give him shots of what he's allergic to until his body builds up an immunity to it. And so they were like, it sounds horrific. And literally, he'll have to be doing it 2 to 5 years. But at the end of the 2 to 5 year treatment, then he won't find himself our age, Clint, and still suffering from the same thing.
Well, he'll make it. He just have to suffer, you know. He'll be all right. Well, but you pay, it'd be okay.
The fact of the matter is, he's fine. It was me who was on pins and needles today. He got three jabs, and you would have thought they hit me. I was like, what's happening? So, anyway, do you have thoughts on what we're talking about today?
Your last caller, that lady, I agree with her. We never should have gave up the Gaza Strip. I don't know why Bush did that.
Well, no, they're negotiating in poor faith. And that's truly what a lot of people are underestimating, what would happen and what has been happening. And so I hope the world opens its eyes to what's going on.
Well, that ain't
going to
happen for a while. I just hope they hold on to the Golan Heights. If they give that up. But don't worry about Israel.
They ain't giving that up, Clint.
I hope they don't. I don't think God's going to let them. And that's the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and King David.
Well, and when Syria and Hezbollah militias are using that as a potential staging ground if Israel ever left it, they're not giving that up.
No, I hope they don't, because that is their natural defense. So, and thank God for King David, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, thank God for King David. Call, you know, if it hadn't been for King David, we, the Gentiles, would not have been in favor with God. So, you know, so thank King David for that. So, but all Israel right. has the best protector in the world. They'd be all right. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Clint. God is good. I know not everybody listening here is a Christian and a person of faith. So you have to forgive me when I say that. If you are not, I mean no offense, but I do believe God is good. Speaking of which, keep praying for Dan the man. He is home. Keep praying for him. Keep praying for Jack. I'm telling you, prayers work, folks. We're going to hit a quick break, and then when we come back, I'm going to rant and rave. So take a deep breath, because I'm aggravated. More on the flip side.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Then we got moves today.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my children are watching two series right now. I've mentioned on air before, we're doing the Avengers.
Yeah.
In chronological order. We're stuck at Iron Man. We can't get past Iron Man.
It's a good movie.
It's not keeping their attention long enough. But they're just too young. But the second one is Madagascar. And you just reminded me of some like boogieing penguins. This is the way my brain works. You are the boogieing penguins from Madagascar. That's what's happening right now.
I'll accept that.
You got a nice jacket on.
Yeah.
Got all dressed up.
I feel like royalty today, you know. Purple's the color of royalty.
Okay. So I mentioned there seems to be some kind of brain drop with individuals where they don't understand what is cancel culture and what isn't. And I mentioned Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney isn't being canceled, okay? Being canceled is when you essentially, the mob mentality goes after someone and says, this person should lose their job. This person, and it happens most frequently or has happened most frequently to say professors or journalists or right-wing anything. It's frequently, you know, this person thinks a different way or has maybe said one thing. And of course, the cancel culture would apply to the girl from Teen Vogue who lost her job over her 3 or 4 10-year-old tweets. So anyway, that's cancel culture. But I'm starting to see liberals pushing back on it. And so in the last couple of days, two liberals specifically have pushed back. One, Kelly Osborne, Sharon Osborne, who was allowed to quit from The Talk for defending Piers Morgan. Mm-hmm. And she basically has had enough. She said that there's a huge lack, and we talked about this yesterday in the John Merrill thing, there's a huge lack of grace towards people, including those who might mistakes or fail to understand what's happening entirely. And it says, you know, she gets into the cancel culture and she says, I keep trying to get people to change the way they think about this in the sense of don't be afraid to make a mistake because we're all so privileged. It's an honor. Anyway, she goes into the world is changing. Yes. And people are waking up to things that we haven't talked about before. But the conversation can't be such that you're afraid to talk. And there are so many people who are just afraid to open their mouth and talk right now. Or they're afraid of what they have done in the past. So I see two headlines today on that. One, do you remember the movie Short Circuit? It's a 1986 movie with the robot.
No, that was 2 years before I was born.
Oh, dear. You were born in 88?
Yep. But Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. Anyway, the main actor in that movie was like, hit the big time, right? It was a big deal. Johnny Five was the robot, and it was really cool. There was at the time, cutting edge technology and special effects, and Short Circuit was a robot, and kind of loved him. And I cannot believe this came before you. At any rate, the main actor in it was a white man, mm-hmm. And when he signed on to the movie, he signed on to play a white man. Well, eventually the character was changed. And so instead he was cast, they when they kind of got into the movie, they decided to make it an Indian character. So after winning the role, the movie's creative team made the choice to change Ben's ethnicity without changing the identity of the performer who played him. So guess what's happening now? The man who made the movie is apologizing for not being woke enough in 1986 to have turned down a role as an Indian man. And he goes into all of the steps he took to learn about Indian culture and learn to speak with an accent. And he did a great job. As a matter of fact, some people are saying they didn't even realize he wasn't Indian, including an Indian man says, I didn't realize it, but now that I realize he wasn't Indian, I'm offended by it. Mm-hmm. What is happening? What is happening to us as a nation that we are not, that we're going back in history, by the way, to years when Joey wasn't alive, to find offense at something and expecting people to apologize for it? Because if, in my mind, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, the whole premise of being a good actor is that you can act different parts. Like you can't, you don't just act one character, not just one voice, not just one emotion. We have actors who do that and they're awful. But to be a good actor, you have to have what they call the range, a wide range of emotion, the wide range of abilities. So on the homepage of AL.com is a trailer for a movie, Stillwater, featuring Matt Damon, where he's trying to pull off a Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is two stories in the same day. One of a man apologizing for playing an Indian. And now he committed himself to learning about India, saying he had never visited before shooting. He got hired a dialect coach, read many books about the country's history and culture. Later, moved to India for a month. And yet he's now having to apologize for, he says, I have friends who are Indian and they're still mad at me. They're like, what were you thinking? What? How do you get mad at someone for that? Who are we as a culture? How do you do plays in general? You know, kids start off doing plays in school. Are we going to start basing no more Shakespeare? No more controversial plays? My grade school did, what did we do? We did Wizard of Oz. Can't be the Tin Man because you can't act like you don't have a brain. Can't be a scaredy cat. You're offending those who aren't brave. How woke can we be as a society and a culture that we are looking back at 25-year-old movies and telling the authors that are the actors and actresses that they were wrong to do that? I can't even wrap my head around this. And this is a political movement. We are to believe that this type of culture, this type of outrage, this type of feeling superior for calling people out for this, that this is going to make us a better, stronger nation, a healed nation, a more united nation. That was all of Biden's talking points. Biden supporters wanted the country to come together again. I don't feel any more unified right now. 6 months into the Biden administration, past 100 days into the Biden administration, when I see this nonsense happening, it's absolutely ridiculous. Boggles the mind, I tell you. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I am going to give away to callers. So, and I'm going to give you the catch here, okay? The catch here is, and we're going to do this sometime in the 1 o'clock hour, for two tickets to the 8th annual Riverbend Brewfest. This is worth $50 worth of tickets. The Brewfest is this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Station train shed. And I'm going to give away two tickets, but there's a catch. It's for people who are new callers or have only had a few, three or fewer callers to me, to talk to me. Mm-hmm. If you call and talk to Joey every day, but you don't call, haven't called me yet, call me. If you are listening for the first time, maybe you Facebooked me and you say, I just don't call in. Call me. Joey, give him that number.
272-9228, especially if you're shy, you listen all the time. Maybe you're a bit smitten with April Marie here. Now is your time to possibly win a pair of tickets to the Brew Fest, the 8th annual Brews and Blues Festival.
Now, if you're a regular caller, don't worry. I'm going to have more tomorrow. But today, I just want to hear this wave voice. You don't even have to talk to me about issues. I just want to hear from those who don't call frequently. So during the 1 o'clock hour, I'm going to tell y'all when to call in. And you, as a new caller, will have the opportunity to win two tickets. Be right back after this break.
The Dan Morris Show.